Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
I'm sailing.
All right, continuing on now. Welcome to it. It's the Democratic Debate After Party. That's right, the Democratic Debate After Party. Here's one of our favorite guests now, stumbling in, Julie Gundlach, director of the Independent Women's Forum's Center for Progress and Innovation. Julie, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I mean, tell me, did you watch some?
I was on Twitter sort of watching the commentary rather than watching them because I can't.
You can't do it?
I'm going to get fired. Like, that's my job. I'm supposed to watch these things. But they're so smug and the fakery and Elizabeth Warren trying to act like a non-robot. It's too hard for me, frankly.
I'm surprised you didn't pull out a beer. I'm just going to have a beer right vodka. Now. You guys cool with that? Yeah. She should have.
Vodka. Yeah. These things call for vodka.
Yeah. There you go. I'm talking about her on the stage, Elizabeth Warren. Yeah.
Right.
She pulls out a beer right from behind the podium. Hey, you guys don't mind, right? Good
I'm just
stuff.
A normal person. You know, I'm just a normal person.
Exactly. By the way, AOC, you mentioned AOC and her push to abolish prisons, one thing we're going to talk about today. But I wanted to go to AOC, Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar coming out now to openly endorse Bernie Sanders, which that should help him get over the hump, right?
I mean, Bernie Sanders just had a heart attack. Why are they trying to kill him? It's the kiss of death.
It's kill him. Okay, so then I want to ask you about clipping coupons at the stock market, because that's what Joe Biden was talking about last night in incoherently rambling about clipping coupons at the stock market, and people that clip coupons at the stock market pay a lower rate than firemen and teachers, and there's $600 billion. And I'm like, I looked at Ivy, I said, what the hell did he just say? And she's like, I have no idea.
I mean, honestly, it's actually really sad. I mean, you know, the previous debate, he talked about putting on the record player at night. I mean, I honestly, you know, there is some cognition issues here going on, obviously. And look, he's sharper than a lot of men his age. Certainly I stumble. I'm not suggesting that that this is, you know, he's not able to live a full life or, you know, needs to be put in a hospital ward. But I certainly do think that this stumbling, this inability to sort of communicate, I mean, he's stuttering, he's having trouble.
I'm glad that he can can live a fulfilling and full life.
As a voting person, like, it's not bad. It's not ageist to go, hey, does this guy, he's cognitively able to handle, this is an important job. You're up all night. I mean, I'm always shocked at how, I mean, Trump gets up there and does a 3-hour rally, never stutters.
Yeah.
It really does. I think that people do. I can't even comment. When you said the stock market, I was like, I don't know how to comment on that because I didn't understand what he was saying.
Clipping coupons for the stock market. That guy pays less than taxes. I'm like, well, yeah, he clipped a coupon. Of course he paid less. That's the whole point.
I know. But he uses this very sort of old-fashioned vernacular that, I mean, I don't really know a lot of people who talk about clipping coupons anymore either. Like, it's just very strange. And he's really out to lunch. But a lot of them are. I mean, you've got millionaires up there like Yang, billionaires up there like Yang. You've got, you know, Elizabeth Warren, who, it's one thing about Elizabeth Warren that is so interesting is, you know, she sort of fabricates this life of victimhood. And because the truth is that she got where she got because she was a very hard worker.
Yeah.
And she had grit. And she is very smart. And yet that's not a good enough story anymore in the Democrat Party.
Here's the thing.
To figure out a way to be a victim. And the press is definitely helping her weave
By most measures, Elizabeth Warren is what we call wealthy in America. Her net worth is somewhere north of $15 million. Nobody's quite sure. Yes. The last time they were able to kind of get close was $15 million. I'm sure she's done better since then. And she won't answer the question about raising taxes on the wealthy in America, the wealthy being any family that makes over $250,000. Well, if you're in Manhattan and you're a family making $250,000, I don't think you consider yourself wealthy because the cost of living is astronomical. Maybe in Iowa, that's a pretty good place to be. It just depends, and it's just nonsensical. But I want to ask you about this because Moody's Analytics says because of all of these things in the economy, Trump might win as many as 351 electoral votes, picking up Minnesota, New Hampshire, Virginia. It's incredible.
Well, it is incredible. And, you know, I think also the conversation, you know, or the bit that Tulsi Gabbard did last night about abortion. And then you have the former president of Planned Parenthood coming out and saying she agrees that because Gabbard said, you know, I don't agree with third trimester abortion. And I think that's in line with the majority of Americans. It's interesting to think that that's where we are today, that Tulsi is actually saying something quite controversial in the Democrat Party because they've gone so far left. And that's what we're seeing on basically all issues. When Beto is talking about gun confiscation, he is talking about house searches.
Well, exactly.
House searches.
Breaking down the door, taking your guns away.
Yeah. The idea that he's even on that debate stage, that's tyrannical.
And I only have about a minute and a half left here, Julie, but I do want to touch this. They've never touched China. I mean, are they beholden to China the same way LeBron James and the NBA are? I mean, serious question. Go.
Oh, absolutely. The idea that never got brought up is really disappointing. And you know what? We have some real champions. When I was on the Hill working for Congressman Cox in California, one of his biggest partners working for Chinese human rights and North Korean human rights is Nancy Pelosi. The Democrats have actually been really good on human rights on that foreign policy issue and supporting foreign human rights in other countries. And yet the Democrats have been largely silent on this. It's interesting. Nancy Pelosi's daughter actually kind of criticized LeBron, and boy, did she get harassed on Twitter. But her mother, Nancy Pelosi, we might dislike her on every domestic issue there is, but on foreign on certainly human rights, Nancy Pelosi has always been a leader, and yet there's been silence. And we saw it on the debate stage. It wasn't brought up. China is an incredibly dangerous rising power. Something I want to know how the Democrats plan to handle this.
They don't.
And LeBron James's attitude was a great segue. Instead, we talk about Ellen and George W. Bush being friends. It's so stupid.
Well, there you have it. There's our debate after party wrap up with Julie Gunlock. Well done, Julie. I appreciate your input. No, that's very nice. You put a bow right on it. Always good to be here. Next time we'll talk about Fortnite and your obsession. But until then,
yes.
We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Julie Gunlock, everybody. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.